Are you ready, all you fans out there in out there land? I say it's time again. Have mercy, let the congregation say, hey, man. It's time for the biggest, baddest party in the world. So get on up, turn it up a notch, and get ready to boogie, baby. Ow!
From Tomahawk to Rhinelander, from Anago to Eagle River, and everywhere in between, it's time for the Sports Q on WJJQ. Now, here is your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Great to have you along on this Wednesday evening. Already show two of the return of the Sports Q here for the school year. It's great to be back once again in the air chair. We got a lot to talk about today. We are going to talk about the Packers 53-man roster, including some moves that they made already today, including no kicker current on the current roster, so Green Bay will have to sign one there. We'll also talk about the Badgers as they preview their football opener with Western Michigan coming up on Friday night. And we got hatchet coaches in the house. Connor Ahrens, Dewey Riley, and Keith Hansey will all join the show. We'll take a look at the cross-country and volleyball seasons. And we'll also take a look at the Tomahawk-Wittenberg-Burnhamwood Week 2 football matchup, all of that coming up later on today. But first, we're going to hit the diamond and talk some Brewers. What do you say?
Here it comes, and that one's deep, right center, Christian Yelich has tied it up!
I miss Christian Yelich. Really thought that he would win MVP this year if he was able to stay healthy. That's a big if. So, Brewers still currently sit 9 games ahead of the Chicago Cubs as we stand here today. For first place in the National League Central after losing to the San Francisco Giants last night. I'm going to give you my synopsis because I didn't get the chance to offer my, you know, my big opinion on it when we talked with Hunter Baumgart last week, which we'll refer to him also in just a bit. But my expectations for the Brewers this year were low. It's not because I didn't think that they had a lack of talent, not because that I thought that the future, that I didn't think the future was bright, but I honestly thought that they were just too young at the beginning of the season to try and fight for a playoff spot or a division title. One of the two. And the fact that now your big three is down to a big one in Freddy Peralta, who has been up and down this season as your ace, which I really like Freddy Peralta. He's a good pitcher to have as your number two. He was great as a number three. He's not a number one pitcher at this point. Not a number one pitcher, which is unfortunate. You got Corbin Burnes in Baltimore. And Brandon Woodruff's currently on the injured list. Could be back next year, depending on what Milwaukee decides to do with him. But what has been amazing about the progression of this team this year is how the young talent has been able to flourish. I'm going to give you some numbers here. This is from the Brewers' young five, if you will. The young five, as I like to call them. William Contreras is currently hitting .283 with an .818 OPS, 74 RBI, 17 homers, 34 doubles. Bryce Terang, who was a Gold Glove candidate last year and is another one this year, he's taken a step up offensively. .255 average, .677 OPS, 37 stolen bases. Not somebody that hits for power, but somebody that gets on base at a consistent rate. Jackson Chirio, who signed that big contract during the offseason and is a rookie this year. .273, .760 OPS, 15 home runs, 19 stolen bases, 19 doubles, 57 RBIs, and 18 stolen bases. That is a great rookie season. If it wasn't for how Jackson Merrill was playing in San Diego, Chirio would likely be top dog for National League Rookie of the Year. Sal Frelick, .263 average, .671 OPS, 15 doubles. And Joey Ortiz with a .743 OPS, 18 doubles, and 45 RBIs. The Brewers in years past were winning games with power, with homers. Go back to the days of Brian Braun and Prince Fielder when they were smacking 35, 40 home runs a season. Go back to when Christian Yelich, Travis Shaw, and a host of other guys were stepping up and hitting home runs on a consistent basis in 2018, which led them to go to the NLCS. This Brewers team is completely different. They are winning games with small ball. And to be honest with you, even though it's not as classy as a home run, Small ball is very, very important, especially in today's day and age when you have the pitch clock and you also have pitchers that are starting to become more apparent with their velocity and their curveballs as opposed to relying on heat. And I'm going to say this right off the bat. As we stand today, it is incredibly plausible for the Brewers to get the number one seed in the National League. Let's just put that out right there right now. The Brewers have the youngest team in all of baseball. And they are about three games out from first place in the National League Central. Think about that for a second. The LA Dodgers with Shohei Ohtani and Mookie Betts coming back. The Philadelphia Phillies, who have been a consistent World Series contender throughout the last three, 4 years, especially since they added Bryce Harper. But this is what the Brewers' schedule looks like. They've got game two of a three-game set with the Giants starting tonight. The Giants have been kind of up and down this season. I think they've underachieved. They go to Cincinnati. The Reds have underachieved. They got St. Louis. They've underachieved. Colorado at home. They've underachieved. They go to San Francisco again. And then the end of September is where it gets very, very tough. They've got seven total games with the Diamondbacks, three on the road, four at home. They've got Philadelphia at home, which that's going to be a big series once that hits. At Pittsburgh and against the Mets. Mets are going to be fighting for a playoff spot. Arizona's fighting for a division title right now. Their second half surge has been absolutely phenomenal. Here are some team rankings for you also from this Brewers team. They're third in on-base percentage. This is in all of baseball, by the way. Tied for seventh in batting average. Tied for eighth in runs. Tied for seventh in hits. Third in stolen bases. Tied for third in runs allowed with nine pitchers on the injured list. Nine pitchers, including three starters. One of them is even no longer on the team. Tied for ninth in hits allowed. Third in team ERA. And they're tied for seventh in fielding percentage. That is a recipe for success with this Brewers team, especially this year. Brewers, again, currently sit nine games ahead of the Cubs for first place in the National League Central. And here's the best part about all this. This could very well be the beginning. It could. Talking with Hunter Baumgart last week, the only future that is currently in doubt, in my opinion, at this point, is Willie Adames, who might be Milwaukee's second-best player behind William Contreras. And I say that because Adames, this is the last year of his deal, and the Brewers didn't make a move at the deadline, which I thought was not a bad idea, especially with the way that they were playing right now. Willie Adames is the only one that's in doubt. You've got Churio locked up long-term, and I say lock up as many long-term players as you can. I mentioned the young five of Contreras, Terang, Churio, Frelick, Ortiz. I didn't even mention Garrett Mitchell, who has been out for pretty much two-thirds of the season this year, who just came back before the All-Star break. And this is without Brandon Woodruff, who, when healthy, is one of the best pitchers in the National League. The Brewers' record post-All-Star break at this point is 17-11. 14-9 in August, though. Pay attention, folks. The crew is brewing. Be on the lookout. They can make some noise this year. You're tuned into the Sports Queue here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll go ahead and take a break. When we come back, we'll go over the Packers' 53-man roster. You're tuned into the Sports Queue on WJJQ.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Queue with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
Vigo's Do It Express features a large selection of hunting products for the fall hunting season. Check out Brian's selection of archery equipment, from crossbows to custom-cut arrows. Choose from a variety of tree stands, the muddy-enclosed hunting blind, and ladder stands, plus deer scents, feeds, hunting clothes, and boots. Vigo's Do It Express, North 4th Street, Tomahawk. They're ready for the fall archery hunting season.
The way we use our homes is changing. Hilge's LP Gas is your local Carrier expert. They're here to help you improve your indoor comfort, from optimizing the performance of your heating and cooling system to ensuring your indoor air is cleaner and healthier. They're committed to delivering premium comfort and helping you breathe a little easier. Serving most of northern Wisconsin since 1958, contact Hilgi's LP Gas at 453-3505. They're online at hilgis.com or located on South Tomahawk Avenue for your cooling comfort. Carrier, turn to the experts.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here on this Wednesday evening, currently 5:43 here at our WJJQ studios. And right now, see what I did there? We're going to talk some Packers 53-man roster. What do you say?
First and 10 football at the 38 of Dallas. Play action and bootleg left, half bootleg.
Got
now
him.
Throw back
got
the other
him.
Way. He's got him wide open. Down the right side. Musgrave. End zone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Luke Musgrave. And a dagger. A dagger right through the heart of the Cowboys.
So the 53-man roster for the Green Bay Packers was released yesterday, and there's already been a few changes. Let's go ahead and get everyone caught up. Unfortunately, A.J. Dillon is gone for the season after suffering a neck injury.
Wah, wah, wah.
And that's very unfortunate because I honestly thought that he would be a really good number two back behind Josh Jacobs. So let's give you some highlights of the roster, then I'll give you through the full 53-man roster for today, including a new kicker that the Packers just picked up. So, Emmanuel Wilson and Marshawn Lloyd will be backing up Josh Jacobs in the backfield. Again, A.J. Dillon out for the season with a neck injury. Unfortunate. Packers decided to go with six wide receivers, figured that seven was too much. Christian Watson, Romeo Doubs, Jaden Reed, Dontavian Wicks, Bo Melton, and Malik Heath. They have 11 defensive linemen this year, which to me is interesting. I thought that they would maybe go 10. You've got Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary, Lucas Van Ness, Kingsley Enagbare, Brenton Cox Jr., and Aaron Mosby, who had a great final preseason game. Then you have Kenny Clark, T.J. Slayton, Devontae Wyatt, Carl Brooks, and Colby Wooden. Then your kicker, we're going to go with Greg Joseph over Anders Carlson, but we'll tell you who the Packers kicker is in just a second. And Malik Willis will be the backup to Jordan Love, Sean Clifford, and Michael Pratt released. Pratt and Kalen King were the only draft picks from this year not to make the team. King and Pratt will probably be on the practice squad. And this is an interesting stat that I saw also. The Packers did not have an undrafted rookie free agent make the team for the first time since 2004 at that time, because we have an undrafted rookie free agent for you coming up that actually will be kicking for Green Bay. So let's go through the 53-man roster. Quarterbacks are going to be Jordan Love and Malik Willis. Running backs, Josh Jacobs, Marshawn Lloyd, and Emmanuel Wilson, as previously stated. Wide receivers, Watson, Doubs, Reed, Wicks, Heath, and Melton. Tight ends are Luke Musgrave, Tucker Kraft, and Ben Sims. Packers also went with 10 offensive linemen. They've got Rashid Walker, Elgin Jenkins, Josh Myers, Jordan Morgan, their first-round pick, Zach Tom, Sean Ryan, Andre Dillard, Jacob Monk, Kadeem Telford, and Travis Glover. And again, 11 defensive linemen for Green Bay this year. Clark, Slayton, Wyatt, Colby Wooden, and Carl Brooks. Preston Smith, Rashawn Gary, Kingsley Enagbare, Lucas Van Ness, Brenton Cox Jr., and Aaron Mosby. Five linebackers for Green Bay this year in their new look 4-3 defense. Quay Walker, Isaiah McDuffie, Eric Wilson, Edgerrin Cooper, and Tyron Hopper. A couple of rookies in there. And at cornerbacks, they've got 10 defensive backs as well this year. Green Bay does. Jair Alexander, Eric Stokes will likely be the number two. Keyshawn Nixon, Carrington Valentine, and Corey Ballantyne. The safeties, a lot of rookies, by the way, that are in that safety spot. Xavier McKinney, Javon Bullard, Evan Williams, Ketan Oladapo, and Zane Anderson. Punter is going to be Daniel Whelan, and the long snapper will be Matt Orzech. So, Greg Joseph was released by the Green Bay Packers earlier today, and the Packers decided to pick up a new kicker to be on the team, and that is an undrafted rookie free agent from North Carolina State. His name is Braden Narveson. That's right, Braden Narveson, who had a pretty good preseason, but the Titans decided to go in another direction. He had a 59-yard field goal in the final preseason game of the year. So, what do I think of this move? Well, I thought that Anders Carlson, in my opinion, deserved another shot. Because even though he struggled mightily this past year, we have seen kickers in the past have a bad rookie year and then have a very successful career. Perfect example, Anders' brother Daniel. I remember going to a game back in 2018 when Green Bay was playing the Vikings. The game ended in a tie. That was the only game I went to where a game ended in a tie. On any level, really. And Daniel Carlson missed 3 field goals for Minnesota in the fourth quarter in overtime. He gets released and goes to the Raiders, and he has had a stellar career in Vegas and Oakland. Oakland and Vegas. It's probably the only good thing that's come to Vegas so far. I guess you could say that Carlson is the king of Vegas.
It's good to be king.
That's just my opinion. So that's one example. Another example is Younghoe Koo. Now, Younghoe Koo is the current kicker for the Atlanta Falcons. He started his career with the Chargers. Had a rough few games. Goes to Atlanta and is one of the most accurate kickers in NFL history. That's how kickers operate sometimes. That's the reason why I wanted to give Anders Carlson a shot. But both those kickers didn't need a change of scenery. So maybe a change of scenery would be beneficial for Anders Carlson. Which led me to believe that Greg Joseph was going to be the kicker for Green Bay this season. And now he got released. And Braden Narveson is the team's new kicker. Which surprised me a little bit. And the Packers also had 3 guys that were released. 3 guys that were put on practice squads already picked up. That goes to show you how deep and how tight the talents and the competitions were for Green Bay this season. Now again, do I think that they can make another couple of moves before the season begins? You could definitely make the case. The other thing to point out, though, is this. Braden Narveson is already going to be putting a lot of pressure on him. I saw Packers fans on Twitter pining, or X, I guess you could say, pining for Mason Crosby to come back. Crosby's not coming back. I'm going to say that right off the bat. He is not coming back, and as a matter of fact, I don't think that he would be successful if he was back. Last time he kicked a few games last year, I believe, with the Giants, and you could tell that the leg wasn't there, and that sometimes comes with age. Some kickers, their careers last longer than others, just like every single player in the NFL. You could be like Adam Vinatieri, who is the leading scorer in NFL history, probably one of the best kickers in NFL history, although you can make the argument now for Justin Tucker if you want to go active. But the other thing to point out is Mason Crosby kicked very, very little last year, and my best guess is that he's probably going to retire sooner rather than later. If he doesn't get picked up by a team this year, he'll definitely retire. That's my opinion. Now, enough kicker talk. Let's now go to the offensive side of the ball. And I'm not surprised by the receivers at all on this team. I will say, though, Christian Watson's got a lot to prove this year. He's been hurt his first two seasons in the league. When he has played, he has showed amazing potential. A potential to be a top-tier receiver in this league. The problem is health. My best guess this year, and I'm going to make this prediction right here on SportsQ, folks, if you're listening. I think the Green Bay Packers, they haven't had a 1,000-yard receiver since Davante Adams left back after the 2021 season. I think Green Bay gets 2 1,000-yard receivers this season. Not one, but 2. And let me explain. With the receivers progressing the way that they are, you are going to have them a lot more open in spots. Because remember, all of these guys are either second-year or third-year players, and they're going to grow together. Jordan Love, I think, is going to have a lot more time to throw. And if you're able to average his stats out over the course of an 17-game season, if you include the second half of the season and extend that out, that would be a 4,600-yard season with about 38 touchdowns and 3 interceptions. What do those numbers remind you of? If you already answered, you'd be correct. Those stats remind you of Aaron Rodgers. This could be in a big season for Jordan Love. And I personally believe that Love is a dark horse for MVP. I don't think he'll win it this year, but he could definitely be in the running for NFL MVP this year. As a matter of fact, you can make a case that Josh Jacobs as well, being added to that backfield now that Aaron Jones is gone and Jacobs is in, you can make a case that if Jacobs goes back to his 2022 form when he was with the Raiders, when he led the league in rushing, he could win Offensive Player of the Year. I mean, Green Bay has an embarrassment of riches on the offensive side of the ball. They just have to use it properly. Matt LaFleur is going to have to use it properly. Here's the one thing I will say as well that could be possible. I don't think it'll happen, but it's possible. If Green Bay's offense does not progress this year, if they don't progress this year, I think that we could talk about Matt LaFleur being on the hot seat. Not saying he's on the hot seat to begin with. Not saying he's going to be let go. But if the offense does not take a step forward, Matt LaFleur could be looking for a new job at the end of the season. So I think there's a lot of pressure on him to make sure that he succeeds. Now let's go to defense. Again, a few new faces on this defensive team. Obviously, Xavier McKinney being the big one. I think that McKinney gives Green Bay a huge boost for Green Bay in that 4-3 secondary under new defensive coordinator Jeff Hafley. Again, very quickly, Hafley was the head coach at Boston College for 4 years. He wasn't that good of a head coach, but the one thing about Boston College you could always say is that his defenses were in the top 30 of the country all 4 years he was there. The problem with him was that he couldn't recruit a good enough offense to complement that defense. He couldn't find a top 15 or 20 offense in order to complement the top 30 defense. So that's something to keep in mind as well. I think that him in a defensive coordinator spot is better. This is his first NFL defensive coordinator position, so let's see how well he does. But I like the aggression, and I like the change to a 4-3. Because I think the 3-4 was good for a few years in Green Bay under Dom Capers, God rest his soul. It was also good under Mike Pettine when he was a defensive coordinator. But under Joe Barry, you could tell that there were glaring weaknesses, especially in games when it mattered most. So if you want me to be honest with you, I'm very excited about the way this team is going. I'm going to temper my expectations, though, and I believe that 11 wins is what Green Bay will get. I'm not looking for them to go farther in the postseason this year. If they end up going to the NFC Championship game, that's perfect. But if they end up going to the NFC Divisional round, I won't be mad. The reason why is because you're looking to get a higher seed. You're not going to be a number 7 seed and knock off a number 2 seed again this year. That's not going to happen unless that number 2 seed is ravaged by injuries. Or you're the Dallas Cowboys.
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Mamma mia!
So, you look at Green Bay, the biggest thing for them is, can they win the division or get the number 5 or 6 seed? Because if you're going to be the number 5 seed in the NFC, you're likely going to get the NFC South winner, which will be Tampa Bay or Atlanta. And again, if you end up going to the divisional round, you're likely going to be playing against San Francisco or Detroit. Green Bay, to me, is the third best team in the NFC, but they may be the second best team in their own division, and they'll have to get through either San Francisco or Detroit in order to get, or maybe even both, in order to get to the Super Bowl. You're tuned into the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ 556. We'll take a break. We'll go through our incredible bank, incredible play of the game from this past Friday in Tomahawks' win over Crandon. That's next on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
We all have hopes, dreams, and goals for ourselves and our family. This is Rich Teggy with Wealth Strategy Group. Financial goals are no different than any other goal. It all starts with a plan. We know the importance of a solid financial plan focused on what's most important to you. We listen and take the time to understand your vision and create a strategy to pursue your specific dreams and goals. We would appreciate the opportunity to discuss your goals, understand your financial situation, and create a plan tailored to reaching your desired retirement lifestyle. Wealth Strategy Group is here to provide the assistance you need. Call us today at 453-0722 or access us on the web at wsginvest.com or stop by our office on North 4th Street in Tomahawk. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Get on board at Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Outboards serves their fantastic menu selections from 11 a.m. until 10 p.m. daily. Stop on by for happy hour from 2 until 5, Monday through Thursday. Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk, features their Friday fish fry with cod, walleye, shrimp, and catch of the day. It's Outboards Bar and Grill, North 4th in Tomahawk. Get on board.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. It's 5:58. Very quickly, let's go over our incredible bank, incredible play of the game from this past Friday as the Tomahawk football team took on Crandon 7-6 here in the first drive of the Hatchets from the second half. This capped off a 97-yard drive to give Tomahawk an 8-point lead. Tim Nelson and I on the call. First down for Tomahawk at the 20-yard line. Two tight ends to the right again. Lone receiver to the left, that's Dickens. Two backs in the backfield with Rex in the shotgun. Rex takes, hands off. Larson up the middle. Gets inside there the 10. Rex to the 5. He is in! Touchdown, Tomahawk! Brandon Larson, a 20-yard scamper into the end zone. And the Hatchets go up 13-6 with 3:39 to go on a 97-yard drive engineered by Rex Riley.
So what you just did there, folks, so again, it's our power play again. Power, power, power. But you attack that middle field where Cruz vacated.
Yes.
And you hit it, two plays it took us to score. No, Braden, again, made a heck of a play, but I don't know if he was even touched.
Tomahawk would end up defeating Crandon 28-6 to get their first victory of the season in the season opening game. They've got Wittenberg-Burnhamwood coming up. We've got coaches Dewey Riley and Jason Rick joining the show to talk about the upcoming matchup. Plus, Tomahawk coaches Connor Ahrens and Keith Hansey will join the show as we break down the cross-country and volleyball seasons. All that's coming up on the second part of the Sports Q here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. And also be sure to stay tuned. We'll be previewing the Badgers Week 1 opener. They open their season this Friday as they take on Western Michigan at Camp Randall Stadium. Kick is set for 8 o'clock that evening. It's now just about 6 o'clock, and you're tuned into Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk. Our temperature in the Northwoods is at 65 degrees under overcast skies at our WJJQ studios. Winds out of the east at about 5 miles an hour. Can expect a little bit of fog tonight. We'll have our full weather forecast from Brittany Merlot coming up. But first, we'll have a look at our CBS News update. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. High school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
The president's latest student loan relief program on hold.
Biden is trying to change the terms of repayment.
Why did he try to assassinate Donald Trump?
The FBI has not identified a motive.
The verdict is in.
Guilty of first-degree murder.
This is the CBS World News Roundup Late Edition. I'm Lindy Kenyon. A U.S. Supreme Court has refused to revive President Biden's student loan relief program amid a legal challenge. CBS News legal analyst Thane Rosenbaum.
The legal question remains whether a president can override congressional authority on matters dealing with federal revenue.
A new video has emerged from the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol showing then House Speaker Nancy Pelosi lashing out at then President Donald Trump.
She's heard saying that Donald Trump is an enemy, a domestic enemy in the White House, and that he would have to pay a price somehow for the attack on the Capitol January 6th.
CBS's Scott McFarlane. Many questions remain following the assassination attempt against former President Trump. The FBI's Robert Wells.
At this time, the FBI has not identified a motive, nor any co-conspirators or associates of crooks with advanced knowledge of the attack.
Wells says the gunman saw Trump's Pennsylvania campaign rally as a target of opportunity. Former politician Robert Tallis convicted in the 2022 stabbing death of Las Vegas journalist Jeff German.
Murder with use of a deadly weapon, victim 60 years of age or older, guilty of first-degree murder with use of a deadly weapon.
Steve Wilson is the DA.
Today's verdict should send a message, and that message is a clear message that any attempts to silence the media or to silence or intimidate a journalist will not be tolerated.
It is hard to beat the heat, CBS News meteorologist David Parkinson.
In the South, the heat continues. Now Nashville is not going to get to 105. 25 tomorrow, but they will get to 101. Louisville will make the century mark as well, and even portions of West Virginia like Charleston will get to the triple-digit mark as well. The heat does begin to really relax after Thursday.
The World Food Program temporarily suspending its movements across Gaza. Reporter Linda Gradstein explains why.
A spokesman for the World Food Program said Israeli soldiers fired at least 10 bullets at one of its vehicles as it approached a military checkpoint in Gaza, and that it is suspending its movements in Gaza. An Israeli army spokesman said they are investigating the report.
The Dow lost 159 points today. The Nasdaq dropped 198. And the S&P 500 lost more than 33. Now this.
Sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility, great pay, and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
He was in denial.
And when I got those letters from the IRS, you wanted to act like they didn't exist.
Finally, Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima got me a settlement with the IRS. These people are really people-friendly. It was every bit of a new lease on life for me.
The fast action and the great results made Dan's head spin.
I felt like I was in a dream, but it's real, and I have paperwork to prove it. They got the job done, and life is good.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation.
If you're worried about what's going to happen with the IRS, stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460. 800-343-6460.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
United Airlines flight attendants have voted to authorize a strike. Ken Diaz with the union announced the overwhelming vote.
99.99%!
Workers are demanding a double-digit base pay increase for starters. U.S. Surgeon General Vivek Murthy has issued a public health advisory about the impact of stress on parents' mental health.
I issued the advisory because I wanted people to know the extent of struggle that parents are undergoing right now and the toll it's taking on their mental health. I also wanted to call us to action as a country to address some of these underlying root causes of parental stress.
The advisory calls on government, businesses, and community organizations to increase resources to help parents. You're listening to the CBS World News Roundup.
WJJQ Radio Sports Time, 6:05 p.m. and a very good Wednesday evening. I'm Alex Cook. You're tuned into the Sports Q on WJJQ. It's 65 degrees under overcast skies. It's been cloudy all day. We've got Hatchet football coach Dewey Riley on to talk about the team showdown with Wittenberg-Burnham Wood coming up this week. That's next here on the Sports Q on WJJQ after our weather forecast from Brittany Merlot.
The City of Tomahawk 18th Annual Dumpster Day is coming up Saturday, September 7th from 8 a.m. until noon at the City Garage, 415 West Spirit Avenue. This is a good day for city residents to dispose of oversized items like mattresses, box springs, couches, tables and chairs, stoves, refrigerators, and air conditioners. The Boy Scouts will provide curbside pickup of your items for a $25 fee for each pickup. Call City Hall at 453-4040 to arrange for the Boy Scout pickup by 4 p.m. on September 6th. There will be a cost for electronics like TVs, computers, and printers. Please, no hazardous materials, paint, fluids, or building supplies. Dumpster Day is Saturday, September 7th, from 8 a.m. until noon at the City Garage. Two trips per household, please. Document shredding for your confidential records will be taking place from 9 until 11 at the main bank parking lot of Crossbridge Community Bank. A suggested donation of $5 a box will benefit the Lincoln County Crime Stoppers. If you have any questions about the city's Dumpster Day, call Tomahawk City Hall at 453-4040.
The forecast for the Northwoods.
Labor Day weekend is right around the corner and we're all itching for the forecast. But before we get to the bright, beautiful, blue, and comfortable weekend ahead, we've got just a few things to deal with. Like right now, for instance, cooler temperatures have been quite a shock. Not to mention as a few clouds clear out overnight, patchy fog is possible early tomorrow morning. We'll have a nice day and it'll be comfortable tomorrow, but then showers and thunderstorms strike by night. Mainly pushing in after 9 o'clock, it's going to bring some torrential downpours, potentially hail, lots of lightning, and also high wind gusts. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WJJQ.
The Sports Q on WJJQ, your source for sports from around the state and in the Northwoods. Here's your host, Alex Cook.
Welcome back to the Sports Q. On Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along here today. And it's now time for our Hatchet interview. And joining me is Tomahawk head football coach Dewey Riley. Dewey, welcome back and thank you for joining me.
As always, thanks for having me, Alex.
Absolutely. Dewey, let's quickly recap your win over Crandon this past Friday. We had the chance to watch the film, especially offensively and defensively over the last few days. What do you think you like the most about your team's performance?
I think it was basically the heart and effort that they showed up with, and the resiliency that they showed when, you know, we did face a little bit of adversity at times, and instead of, you know, having to lose momentum, we rallied around and, you know, got momentum back on our side and put together some pretty good things.
Dewey, one particular aspect of your team that I've noticed is your mix of senior leaders and young underclassmen. How have the juniors and seniors taken being leaders of this team this year?
I think it's always a work in progress. You know, leadership, you know, is one of those things that some kids naturally have that charisma or have that ability to bring guys with them. Others, it takes a little bit of time, and it takes, you know, learning from others on how to be a leader. When I look at our juniors and seniors, from a relatively young age, they have been experiencing success through Hatchet Athletics, and I think that that helps bring confidence, which confidence also helps to develop leadership. And when I look at some of the guys we have in Ethan Gebo and Braden Larson and Rex Riley, you know, those guys have been committed to what we're selling them, and I think that we're starting to see that upwards tick of, again, good momentum in our direction, the way we want the program to move.
Again, talking here with Hatchet football coach Dewey Riley here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Dewey, one of the freshmen that started for your team this past Friday, Cash Olson, had a big night defensively, 10 tackles total. What has led to his and Lucas Herring starting in place of the injured Logan Norman last Friday?
Basically necessity. It was never, you know, my outward goal to be starting freshman, but at the same time, I am a firm believer in that if you are ready and you have shown, you know, week in and week out that you could produce, I don't really care what age you are. You know, all of these kids develop at different rates, and just because they are chronologically older does not mean that they are necessarily more experienced and or able to play better. You know, Logan Norman had earned that position through his performance in practice and throughout our scrimmage, and then had the unforeseen, unfortunate incident of breaking his fibula. You know, I tell the kids that on our team, the best ability is availability. And so, you know, it's literally the next man up type of philosophy. And when you get your chance, make the most of it, which I believe both of those guys did.
So, Dewey, right now, after watching the film on your team's win over Crandon, what have you been working on the most in practice this week?
Basically just mental assignments. I think that physically we were ready to play. I think you could see that in the third and fourth quarter when we started to wear Crandon down. You know, we have a lot of guys playing both ways. As our numbers continue to grow, I hope to, again, be able to filter more guys in throughout the game so that we are even stronger and faster in the fourth quarter. But mentally, we did have breakdowns. You know, we relied on the, you know, the effort and the skill of an individual to kind of camouflage that at times. But when you look at what we need to do team-wise to be successful, you know, later in the season, and especially with hopefully a playoff run, we need everybody on the same page, knowing what we're doing both defensively and offensively so that we're playing as a team.
And talking here with Hatchet head football coach Dewey Riley here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Dewey, your next non-conference game is this Friday. You head down to Wittenberg, Burnham Wood. Now, you actually specifically requested a stiffer opponent because you decided to swap out Rothschild, who hadn't won a game in 2 years until last week. The Chargers have been a dominant program over the last decade. They did lose to Bondwell last week, so they already have a loss on their docket. What does your team need to do to pull off the, I guess you could say, proverbial upset?
I think we need to believe that we are a good team as well. Again, you know, records are great. They give you an idea of what a team has done. But, you know, right now we're 1-0 and they're 0-1. I'm sure that they are looking to avenge that loss and we're looking to build on our win. So first and foremost, we need to take care of our own business first. Again, we need to be fundamentally and schematically sound. We need kids to trust, you know, in the positions that we're putting them in. And if we do that, I think with our kids, you know, effort and attitude that they seem to be bringing week in and week out, I like where we're at. You know, Wittenberg, they're going to do them. You know, they're going to make good plays. They're going to be fundamentally sound as well. And it's, you know, who's still showing up in the third and fourth quarter.
Dewey, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
No, just extremely proud of the kids and what they've been able to accomplish in these first couple weeks of the season, and the energy and the attitude that they're bringing to the program. And, you know, it'll be on kind of the effort of these kids that Tomahawk football, again, continues to thrive as we continue to build. And I hope that we can entertain you guys this Friday.
And Tomahawk takes on Wittenberg Burnham Wood this Friday. Fairman Orthodontics pregame shows at 6:35. Kick is at 7. John Long will join me in the broadcast booth. Dewey Riley, thank you very much for joining me, Coach.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
Absolutely. We'll chat with Wittenberg Burnham Wood head coach Jason Rick later on in the show. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this on WJJQ.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
The Enchala Country Club invites you to play around with them. Enchala's Par 70 layout is truly fun and challenging for players of all ages and ability levels. Enchala also has a driving range, putting green, and chipping area. Call for your tee time today at 453-3130 or book a tee time online at EnchalaCC.com. Also, check out the daily deals and save on your next round at EnchalaCC.com. After your round, grab an appetizer, sandwich, and beverage and enjoy the weather on their beautiful deck. Enchala Country Club, Clear Lake Road in Tomahawk. Come play around with them this summer.
Now's the time to choose that new vehicle during the Make This the Summer event going on now at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's Northeast Side. Take advantage of great incentives on new 2024 models like 0% for 36 months on the hottest products, including the new Jeep Wrangler, new Jeep Grand Cherokee, and new Jeep Compass. Or get a total of up to $7,000 in savings on a new 2024 Jeep Grand Cherokee L Limited. During the Make This Summer event, save up to $9,000 off the new 2024 Ram 1500s. And for business owners, the on-the-job incentives are back for even more savings on new 2024 Ram heavy duties. The best time to buy is now, while selection is great. So take advantage of the best incentives of the year during the Make This the Summer sales event at Brickner Motors on Little Chicago's Northeast Side, minutes from Wausau, Merrill, and Medford. Tax, title, and service fees extra to qualified credit.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along on this Wednesday evening. And it's now time for part two of our football preview for today. And joining me is Wittenberg Burnham Wood head football coach Jason Rick. Jason, thank you for joining me and welcome to the show.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. Jason, let's go ahead and start with your game last week. You lost to a pretty good Bondwell team. What happened in that game?
We just had too many mental mistakes, kind of first game blunders. Our inexperience, I would say, showed up, and we kind of beat ourselves. We kind of gave them a couple plays. They took advantage of it because, like you said before, they're a good team, and good teams are going to take advantage of mistakes, and that's what they did.
Jason, you had a lot of seniors graduate last year after finishing with the number one seed in Division 5 and losing to Wrightstown. And you have another senior heavy class this year. What is the transition like going from one big senior class to the next?
Actually, we don't have a really big senior class. It's our junior class that's really big. But, you know, to go off of that, like, it's hard to replace 15 seniors. You know, when you lose 15 or so seniors, you know, people got to step up, and that's what we're having people do right now. They're a little inexperienced at the varsity level, so the speed of the game is faster, and hopefully we can improve on it this week and every game here on after, just get better and better.
Again, talking here with Wittenberg Burnhamwood head football coach Jason Rick here on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Jason, you still return a few key players from last season, including your leading rusher from last year, Bryson Schmidt. What is going to be the key to reloading this year and making yourself able to compete with some of the better teams in the state?
Yeah, you know, like, we bring back a lot of the skill guys. They all had a lot of experience. Those guys had the experience from last year playing with some of those older the upperclassmen, and we're hoping, you know, they can lead these younger guys who have been waiting, you know, kind of their turn and kind of chomping at the bit, you know, for their varsity playing time, and they got it this year, and we're hoping that we can just gel them together in practice, and hopefully it can show up on Friday nights.
Jason, obviously it was previously mentioned that you were the number one seed in the postseason last year. As a matter of fact, over the last few years, how far do you think this team can go this year after finishing so high in the Division 5 standings over the last few years?
We just take it one game at a time. You know, we're hoping we're going to be playoff eligible by the end of the year, and hopefully, you know, you start off week one with a loss, you keep building positively moving forward. And if we can keep, you know, building week by week, you know, especially the way our conference lines up, I mean, our conference is a juggernaut, and, you know, with that being said, if we have the opportunity to make playoffs, I think anything can happen.
Again, talking here with Wittenberg Burnhamwood head football coach Jason Rick on the Sports Q here on WJJQ. Rick, final question for you. Your opponent this week is Tomahawk, who defeated Crandon in their season opener. They also have a lot of skilled players returning from last season. What does your team need to do to come out on top?
We got to improve from last week. You know, we know Tomahawk. We played them a couple we've scrimmaged them. We played them in the playoffs, I think, a couple years ago. You know, they're a team that's constantly improving. We got to take advantage of that ourselves too. We got to be improving every week, and hopefully we can have a good game plan with the coaches moving forward, and prepare this team that we're gonna that we're coaching right now, and prepare them for Friday night the best that we can.
Jason, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap up here?
No, I don't.
All right, Wittenberg Burnhamwood head football coach Jason Rick. It'll be Tomahawk and Wittenberg Burnhamwood Friday night at Charger Field. Fairman Orthodontics pregame shows at 6:35. Kick is set for 7 o'clock. John Long will join me in the broadcast booth. Jason, thank you very much for taking time out of your busy schedule for the interview. I appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you.
All right, Jason Rick, head football coach from Wittenberg Burnhamwood. We'll be back with more of the Sports Q right after this here on WJJQ.
Talking Packers, Badgers, Brewers, Bucks, and local sports. You are listening to the Sports Q on WJJQ.
John J. Schuette Construction is a family-owned company serving the area with trucking, excavating, and Wausau Homes. Their Wausau Homes Design Studio is at 1708 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, and they're ready to help make every home buyer's experience an enjoyable one from start to finish. Call 453-2015 for excavating, trucking, and Wausau Homes from John J. Schuette Construction of Tomahawk. Another month of hot weather, plus many hot weather seasons to come. So make sure your furnace and air conditioning system is up to the test handling that hot, humid weather. Now might be a good time to call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700. Premier offers the Dave Lennox Signature Collection of furnaces designed from the inside out to look good and work better than ever. Call Premier Heating and Cooling at 453-4700 for a free estimate for your Lennox heating needs and great service after the sale, with special protection plan memberships available. Lennox, innovation never felt so good. premier heating and cooling, serving customers from Weston to Woodruff and locations in between. Call 453-4700 and online at premierheatingcooling.com or their showroom at the intersection of Muskellunge Lake Road and County Road A, Tomahawk.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along on this Wednesday evening at 6:22. Thank you very much, by the way, to football coaches Dewey Riley and Jason Rick for joining me on the show today. Now, let's talk some volleyball, shall we? Right back in the coaches section after a year off last year and being able to be back on the sidelines as my color commentator from last year for the volleyball season. And he's really been a jack of all trades, if you will, in the broadcast booth. Please welcome Hatchet volleyball coach Keith Hansey to the show. Keith, welcome, my friend.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for having me. Oh, I get an applause.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do. Yeah.
Like
welcome to the show. How does it feel to be back on the sidelines, my
friend? Feels good. It feels real good. You know, opportunity came open, so I was able to jump on it. Timing was good, so I'm back into the gym and getting back into the swing of things.
How does it feel to be back into the swing of things?
Good. Yeah, we had a good summer league. We had I get 5 contact days throughout the summer. We had a good time there. Numbers were a little bit low. I wasn't sure where we were going to be, but we're up to 36 girls right now on the volleyball team between the three programs. So that's huge. 2 years ago, we were at 24. So, and it seems to me like all the sports are growing this year.
It really is.
Good to see.
Yeah. So, Keith, let's go ahead and talk about this particular team specifically. You've had a couple of weeks of practice and a scrimmage in Merrill under your belt. What have you liked so far about this team?
I'm liking the energy. This is a younger team. I've got 3 seniors on the team. We've got a big junior class and a couple sophomores, but the energy has been good. So we're working on one thing we learned in Merrill at the scrimmage and kind of how that was set up. We played 50 minutes straight, had a 5-minute break, switched courts, played another team for 50 minutes straight, and then had a 5-minute break, played 50 minutes. So the girls got to understand like conditioning one and then keeping that energy level up for 50 minutes straight.
Mm-hmm.
And typically, you know, in a normal volleyball game, you're going to have breaks. You're gonna, you know, you're only playing to 25. And we learned a lot about keeping that momentum up, keeping that energy up, and being ready to play.
Again, talking here with Hatchet volleyball coach Keith Hansey on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Keith, you mentioned the youth that you have in this team this year. 9 seniors graduated from that team last year, which is a huge amount. How much do you think youth is going to play in your matches this season?
It's going to play a lot, but we do have 5 girls that were on the varsity team last year.
Mm-hmm.
It's a good mix of new girls that played on JV1 and then the girls that were on varsity already. So I like that mix. You know, I'm not losing a big group next year, and it's not a huge group coming in. So I like the mix of girls that we got.
Keith, the Great Northern Conference has gotten considerably tougher throughout the last couple of years. You got Mosinee, who's been the class. Medford went 5-0 in their home invite on Tuesday. You've also got Lakeland, who's going to be considerably better. What do you think you can expect from the powers of the GNC this year?
The GNC is going to be very tough. As you said, Mosinee, Medford, they're going to be good. Anago's got a very good team. Lakeland, it's got a good team. Rhinelander's up and coming. You know, they're not the easy pushover that we've seen in the past. We played a lot of these teams in Summer League, so we're able to see a lot of them. So we're familiar with them, but the only ones we haven't seen are Northern Pines and Mosinee yet.
So, again, talking here with Hatchet volleyball coach Keith Hansey on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Keith, you mentioned the youth that you have on this team. Give me a couple of underclassmen that you think will have an increased role this season.
Underclassmen, we've got Avery Petta, who's a sophomore, coming up. She's going to be playing quite a bit. We've got Frey Alberg's going to be a middle. She's a junior. Alicia Vormans is another junior that's going to be coming up. Shelby Borowski is a sophomore, so she's going to be getting a lot of playing time. But, you know, we've got Sophie Olson, who's also a junior. We got Kaylin Sandry, who's a senior. She came back to the team. She didn't play last year. She came back, and she's playing well. Of course, we got Claire Albert, senior, looking for a lot of leadership and a lot of production out of her. Sarah Gebauer, another senior, she's going to be a key role this year. And Sienna Calkins, she's a junior, and she's going to be all over it this year.
Keith, let's go ahead and talk about your season opener. As always, you go down to Whitewater for the University of Wisconsin Whitewater Tournament. You're playing some really tough teams down there. Yeah. Your first game is against Monona Grove. It's at 2:30 on Friday afternoon. What do you want from this team in your first few matches of the season?
I want to see them start strong. In the summer and in the scrimmages, we started slow. And it took us 4 or 5 points to get rolling. So I want to see us start out rolling and not digging a little bit of a hole and then coming back. So I want to see energy level high and starting strong.
Keith, do you have any final thoughts before we wrap things up here?
No, I'm excited to head down to Whitewater. It's a very tough tournament.
Yes.
We play a lot of tough teams, and we've been going down there for a number of years, at least 15 years that I can remember. And the reason we do that is that's all the strongest teams in the state are down there. They're all Division One. A lot of them are ranked in the top 10. So it's a good way to start the season, and the girls will learn a lot from that.
Tomahawk Volleyball begins their season with the UW-Whitewater Tournament. Their first match is against Monona Grove at 2:30, a dentist's favorite time, Friday afternoon. And Tomahawk will also play Kenosha Bradford, Kenosha St. Joe's, and East Troy that day. We'll be back with more of the Sports Key right after this on WJJQ. Keith Hansey, Hatchet Volleyball Coach, thank you for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Alex.
Covering sports from Madison, Milwaukee, Green Bay, and the Northwoods. You're listening to the Sports Cube with Alex Cook on WJJQ.
You already know Tomahawk Furniture and Gun offers you low prices every day. But did you know that if you find a better price, they will match it? They also have a great selection of clearance items just waiting for you to take home. Stop in at 109 West Wisconsin Avenue in downtown Tomahawk, or at their showroom just four doors down at 123 West Wisconsin Avenue, where you will find closeouts and hot buys on everything from rustic furniture to mattresses. Find the best deals in the showroom with inventory constantly changing. Grab these deals while they last. It's Tomahawk Furniture and Gun in downtown Tomahawk. Prices so low, you gotta bend over to see them.
Here's a look at your Northwoods 92.5 forecast. Lows level off around 50, with fog and spots tonight under partly cloudy skies, east winds around 5 miles per hour. Daytime highs approaching 76, with fog and spots early tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki, and that's your forecast on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Right now, 64.
Wild Rivers Group Real Estate of Tomahawk serves the entire Northwoods area. Wild Rivers Group is in need of listings. Vacant lands, city homes, country homes, and waterfront homes, now is the time to sell. Call John Long at 966-2251 to get details on what your property is worth in today's hot market, and he'll help you find a buyer. Wild Rivers Group Real Estate, 1414 North 4th Street in Tomahawk, online at wildriversgroup.com. Call John Long at 966-2251.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along on this Wednesday evening. It's now time for our next Hatchet interview of the day, and joining me right in the air chair, I guess you could say, is cross-country coach Connor Ahrens. Connor, welcome to the show.
Thanks, Alex. Glad to be here.
Absolutely. Let's get right into it here, Connor. Your team's had a couple of weeks of practice. I know that you had the alumni scrimmage. We'll get into that in a sec. How's the team look so far?
Oh, the team's looking excellent. I mean, barring a couple injuries that we're dealing with, team looked excellent up at Bonfalls Cross Country Camp, and a lot of the kids are itching to compete this season, which is going to make it a much smoother year.
You had the alumni scrimmage this past Saturday. What did you like the most about the scrimmage from your team, Connor?
Well, the scrimmage course is always a relatively hilly course. Those who know Bradley Park know that the Hogsback back there makes it a challenging course. It's not necessarily flat. And a lot of our kids came out of camp, I'm not going to say, like, fresh and rested. I mean, obviously, they did plenty of mileage. They were doing a lot of team bonding games. And their bodies weren't 100% ready for that course. But they accepted the challenge, and we had a lot of exceptional times. both boys and girls, which is kind of reminiscent of some past previous teams that have done excellent for Tomahawk.
Again, talking here with Hatch Cross Country coach Connor Ahrens on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Connor, we talked briefly off the air last week. You have over 30 runners on your team this year. What do you like most about your team?
Well, I mean, he almost just said it. I mean, the fact that we've increased our roster the last couple of years is immensely speaking to our team captains and our upperclassmen who are making it a great team atmosphere to not only be a part of a team but also compete in. And to us and the coaching staff, or myself and the coaching staff, that is probably our favorite aspect, that we have such a good environment for competitors to come in, learn the sport of distance running, and be able to grow and develop with each other as one team, which is, I mean, beneficial.
So let's focus in on the girls' side really quickly here. One of the injuries that you talked about is to Elise Gibo, who's likely going to be gone for the year. Who else on the girls' side are you looking to step up for this team?
Well, yeah, like you said, Elise is out currently on injury, and we're hoping she'll be able to make a return late in the season, but we will see. Fingers crossed there. Now, as far as stepping up, you're right. We've got a solid four right now, as the alumni scrimmage showed. But we know our girls are competitors. We know our girls show up when it counts. And late in the season, they take the training extremely serious, which to their benefit shows up later in the season. And a couple of the girls that we're looking to step up, I mean, Faith Derleth is certainly one that we're thinking of. Senior Reese Molitor is certainly in the mix. Abby Rosemeyer, Abby Mickey, those are a couple others that I can think of offhand, because we're going to need some girls to step up if we're going to be able to compete with schools like Medford and some others.
Again, talking here with Hatch Cross Country coach Connor Ahrens on the Sports Q on WJJQ. Connor, let's switch gears over to the boys' side. Got a lot of newcomers on the team this year. How good do you think that boys' team can be?
Well, I mean, the boys have, over the last few years, and I think I've said in some interviews last year, the boys just keep getting better, and now I feel like the right term to link to these guys is they're hungry. They want to be good, and they want to compete. And that's starting at the top with some of the seniors and juniors who are doing an exceptional job pacing out a lot of these workouts. Granted, it is early in the season, but, I mean, the ambition is there. And with these boys, I mean, it's going to make for a very exciting season. I think they'll be able to compete potentially for the top of the conference this year, and we'll see how we do and look for sectionals and potentially farther down the road.
Well, you mentioned the conference. You play most of your conference opponents in your first meet of the season, which, hard to believe it, is tomorrow already. You head to Rhinelander. Again, you'll be seeing a lot of great Northern Conference foes like Antigo, Lakeland, Medford. What are you looking for from this particular meet to begin the season?
Well, honestly, the biggest competition that we're looking at, granted, there could be some surprises. Wausau every now and then has some exceptional teams that'll be there. Lakeland typically doesn't show up to Rhinelander, which is unfortunate because I'm looking forward to our boys getting the chance to match up against Lakeland. And on the girls' side, we're always hoping to match up against Medford, too, if they show up. But honestly, Rhinelander itself is going to pose a pretty large threat, especially for our boys. And you can see back this last spring, our boys matched up pretty good with them, and it was just certain meets. Either Rhinelander would come out on top or we'd come out on top, and the distance squads for both schools are looking very impressive this year.
Any final thoughts before we wrap up here, Connor?
Well, final thoughts are going to be that we hope we see a large hometown turnout at Rhinelander, since it's a relatively close meet for us this Thursday. I know it's not the most ideal part of the week since it's a morning Thursday meet, but beyond that, I know our kids are plenty excited to represent our school and our community, and we look forward to the competition.
Tomahawk Cross Country begins their season tomorrow morning at Rhinelander. Events begin at 10 in the morning. Connor Ahrens, Hatch Cross Country coach. Connor, thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you much for having me, Alex.
Absolutely. Hatch Cross Country coach Connor Ahrens here on the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. We'll be back with more right after this.
Bringing Wisconsin sports to the Northwoods, this is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
A pleasant buying experience awaits you at the Auto House on North 4th and Tomahawk. It all starts with a nice selection of over 40 priced right, nicely maintained, previously enjoyed cars, trucks, and SUVs. And Gary at the Auto House wants you to know, if you don't see just what you're looking for on the lot, he'll do his best to find the vehicle that you're looking for. And service after the sale is also very important at the Auto House. Auto House has an ASE certified service department that can get you back on the road quickly if something goes wrong, or for normal scheduled service on your vehicle. And when you need a short-term car rental, the Auto House has a selection of rental vehicles available.
Buy your next previously enjoyed car, truck, or SUV at the Auto House on North 4th in Tomahawk. See their website for all the details, autohousecars.net. That's AUTOHAUS cars.net. The Auto House in Tomahawk, doing business the right way for over 40 years.
Hi, I'm Jade from Crossbridge Community Bank. It's my favorite time of the year in the Northwoods. Boats, side-by-sides, and motorcycles. Did you know if you get your consumer loan from us, it stays with us? From the application to local decisions, all the way through to your payoff, we service the loan right here at our bank. So when you have a question about a payment or a need to know your balance, you call and talk to us directly. There are a million ways to get where you are going this summer. Get there, but finance here. Crossbridge Community Bank. Purpose first.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook. Good to have you along on this Wednesday. Thank you very much to all the coaches that joined us on the show today. Dewey Riley, Jason Rick, Keith Hansey, and Connor Ahrens on today's show. Again, Tomahawk Volleyball begins their season on Friday as they take on Monona Grove down at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. And be sure to tune in for the Tomahawk football matchup with Wittenberg-Burnhamwood. We'll have the broadcast for you on Friday night. Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show is at 6:35. Kick is at 7. John Long will join me in the broadcast booth. Let's now return to the gridiron. I'd say let's talk some Badgers. They get their season underway this week, folks. Well, not the music I wanted to use, but I guess it still works.
Here I come to save the day.
That means that Mighty Mouse is on the way.
Wisconsin opens their season Friday night at Camp Randall against Western Michigan as the college football season is finally here, and that was apparent with Florida State losing to Georgia Tech as Florida State was ranked number 10 in the country. That is not the best way to begin the season. So, Wisconsin begins their season at home against Western Michigan this Friday night. Kick is set for 8 o'clock. So this is a little bit about the series from these two teams. So these two teams have only met up until Friday five times in the school's history. Wisconsin's lone loss was back in 1988. That's the only time they've lost to Western Michigan. This is also the first matchup between the two teams since 2017, the Cotton Bowl. That was when Western Michigan was undefeated. They had a really good receiver in Corey Davis that ended up being a top five pick in the NFL draft this year. The Badgers ended up winning 24-16. They ran for 208 yards. Troy Fumagalli had a great catch in the end zone. I believe it was a one-handed grab that ended up being the difference in that game. They ran for 208 yards. Bart Houston and Alex Hornibrook were the two quarterbacks.
It's a bold strategy, Cotton. Let's see if it pays off for them.
And the last time these two teams met in the regular season was in 2000 when the Badgers knocked off Western Michigan 19-7. And their leading rusher from that game? It was not Brian Calhoun. It was not Anthony Davis. It was not Ron Dane. It was Michael Bennett. Michael Bennett had 128 yards and a touchdown. So here's what to look for in this game specifically. The Badgers are currently a 24.5 point favorite as of yesterday. That sounds about right for this particular game. It should have been at least 21, and 24.5, in my opinion, sounds about right. Look at me talking all betting and being fancy, if you will. The Badgers should at least win this game by three touchdowns. At least 21 points. They defeated Buffalo and Georgia Southern, two of their three non-conference opponents from last year, by 21. And this particular game should be over by the third quarter. The Badgers, I think, should put up 35 points by the third quarter. And I know that's asking a lot because Wisconsin's offense is going through a little bit of a transition, but I do expect them to be better this season. The biggest question mark for Wisconsin this season is, can Tyler Van Dyke lead this Badger team back to relevance? He won the starting job over Braden Locke. He is going to need to perform well. We're talking about the ACC Rookie of the Year, Tyler Van Dyke, not the Tyler Van Dyke that's been inconsistent and hampered by injuries over the last two seasons. Here's the thing. He doesn't have to be a world beater. Van Dyke does not have to try and fit balls into tight spots this year. All he has to do is put the players the receivers and the running back in positions to succeed. If he is able to do that, Wisconsin will be just fine. He doesn't have to be a world beater. He just has to be better than what Badger quarterbacks have been over the last decade, because Wisconsin hasn't had a legitimate starting quarterback drafted in the top five rounds since Russell Wilson. Since then, you've had, what was it, Danny O'Brien. You've had guys like Scott Tolzien, who, again, was good, was accurate, but just was not a world beater. You had guys like Alex Hornibrook, Bart Houston. Last year, you had Tanner Mordecai. I still remember the Graham Mertz hype that everyone had. And yet, Wisconsin still has not been able to have a halfway decent quarterback under center outside of 2017, when Alex Hornibrook played probably his best football of his career, because he tailed off right after that. The other thing to look for is, can this Badger defense return to top form? The Badgers now currently, the Big Ten has gotten better with adding Oregon, Washington, and USC. Oregon is ranked number 3 in the country in the preseason poll. The Badger defense needs to return to top 4. The Badger defense was ranked 8th out of 14 teams in the Big Ten last year. That can't be duplicated. The Badgers in the Big Ten have always been of the mindset that they need to stop the run, because that's what most of the Big Ten teams still do, and be sure that you don't get beat over the top. Another thing, how often will Wisconsin throw the ball? My best guess is that Wisconsin will throw the ball at least 50% of the time. You have a couple of decent running backs. Chez Mulusi is supposed to be back. He is on the Doak Walker watch list again this year, and I think that he would have been a candidate for it had he not gotten hurt against Purdue last year. And Tawi Walker is a senior this year. He is probably going to be their number 2 back this year. So it's going to be Mulusi and Walker running the ball in between the tackles behind that Badger beefy offensive line. And the final question is, the likely guess, I know what the likely guess is going to be, but I want to see who's going to be Wisconsin's number 1 receiver this year. The likely guess is Will Pauling, because he's been the one that's been the best particular receiver, especially last year. But you still have C.J. Williams. You still have Bryson Green. You still have Vinny Anthony. That receiving core should make some noise this year. The big thing is, can Tyler Van Dyke put those receivers in positions to succeed? And who is he going to trust the most? And this is an early big game. Again, against non-conference foes last year, Wisconsin beat Buffalo, they beat Georgia Southern, but they lost to Washington State. The non-conference foes this year are Western Michigan, they've got South Dakota next week, and then the big noon kickoff game against Alabama, who's ranked number 5 in the country. You have to at least dominate the first two opponents. You have to do that. If you don't do that, there is going to be more eyebrows being raised about this Badger team. And the Big Ten is bigger and better. Again, you added Oregon, Washington, and USC. 6 teams in the Big Ten are ranked in the top 25, 4 of them in the top 10. Ranked at number 2 is Ohio State. Ranked at number 3 is Oregon. At number 8 is Penn State. Number 9 is Michigan. Number 23 is USC. And number 25 is Iowa. Wisconsin is going to have to go back to what made them the team that they were, which is hard-nosed defense. If they want to go ahead and throw the ball more, I'm totally okay with that, but make sure that you don't go fully back to running that football. Make sure that you don't go fully back to running that football. Understand that the run game is still prevalent in Wisconsin. The Badgers have had great, and I mean great, running backs throughout their history. They've had great offensive linemen throughout the last 25 years. Pretty much since Barry Alvarez took over, the Badgers have been absolutely phenomenal in developing offensive linemen and developing running backs ready for the draft. Keep that in mind. Taking a look at the Big Ten football matchups coming up this week. Coming up tomorrow begins Big Ten kickoff. Rutgers takes on Howard. Minnesota has North Carolina, and Illinois takes on Eastern Illinois. On Friday, Michigan State has Florida Atlantic. Wisconsin will play Western Michigan Friday night at Camp Randall. Kick for that game is at 8 o'clock. On Saturday, number 25 Iowa will take on Illinois State. Maryland takes on UConn. Purdue takes on Indiana State. And number 8 Penn State is at West Virginia. All those games kick off at 11. Nebraska takes on UTEP. Number 2 Ohio State at home against Akron. Northwestern taking on Miami of Ohio. Indiana at Florida International. All those games kick off at 2:30. And the 6:30 games are number 3 Oregon against Idaho. UCLA is in Hawaii. Number 9, Michigan takes on Fresno State. Still a question mark of who's going to be starting at quarterback for the Wolverines. And Washington will take on Weber State. And the game of the weekend in the Big Ten is number 23, USC, taking on 13th-ranked LSU. And that's a look at the Badger preview and also the Big Ten preview for Week 1 here on the Sports Q. On Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, we'll go over some local sporting events, including Week 2 of the 11-player high school football season and Week 1 of the 8-player football season. That's next on the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Talking about the sports teams that you care about. High school, college, and pro. This is the Sports Q on WJJQ.
Billy Bob's Sports Bar in Grinnell invites you to dine in or carry out all your favorite menu selections, including soup, salad, sandwiches, wraps, and Chicago-style pizza. Happy hours Monday through Thursday from 2 until 5. On Fridays, Billy Bob serves their fantastic fish fry all day, and Saturday it's prime rib with servings starting at 5 and while supplies last. Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill, County Highway L, north of Tomahawk, ready to serve you daily at 11 o'clock. It's Billy Bob's Sports Bar and Grill.
Are you looking for expert roofing services in northern Wisconsin and surrounding areas? Look no further than Roofmasters. Whether you need roof repairs, metal roofing, or a new roof for your home or business, Roofmasters has you covered. With over 10 years of ownership and skilled installers that are manufacturer trained and certified, offering over 35 years of experience, uncompromised quality, and dependable service from your hometown team. Roofmaster's commitment to excellence is backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee and by a true 50-year lifetime non-prorated warranty. Call Roofmasters for a free roof analysis at 453-4800. Or request online at roofmasterswi.com. Financing is also available to those who qualify. Roofmasters. The proof is in the roof.
Welcome back to the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. I'm Alex Cook here with you on this Wednesday evening. 6:49 here at our WJJQ studios. Let's let this go a little longer. Nothing like a little bit of The Who on a Wednesday evening. Love that song. That's the first Who song I actually fell in love with as a kid. So let's take a look at some football schedules, shall we?
Are you ready for some football?
Here's a look at the 11-player Week 2 football schedule for this week. Wausau East will take on La Crosse Logan. That game gets underway tomorrow afternoon at 4 o'clock. Crandon will head down to Merrill. That gets underway tomorrow at 7. And all of the other remaining games for 11-player football get underway at 7 o'clock on Friday night. Lakeland takes a trip up towards the UP. They'll be taking on Ashland. Rhinelander will head out west to take on Hayward. Antigo will head to Door County to take on Sturgeon Bay. Mosinee, with their home opener, they battle with Cedar Grove, Belgium. And Tomahawk has Wittenberg, Burnhamwood. We'll have the broadcast of that game for you on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. John Long is going to join me in the broadcast booth that game. And Northland Pines with their home opener. Again, good to see that Northland Pines as a football team after being off last year. They take on Spooner in their home opener. Again, all those games kick off at 7 o'clock. And also, 8-player football begins their season this week.
Are you ready for some football?
Coming up tomorrow, we have 4 games on tap for Thursday night. Shawamigan Butternut Mercer will begin against Winter Birchwood. White Lake Elko will head to Tri-County. The following 3 games will take place at 7. Leona Wabino at home. They take on Menominee Indian. And Rib Lake is taking on Gilman. Meanwhile, taking a look at the Friday schedules. 2 games on tap for Friday night. 3 Lakes Phelps at home. They take on Gillette. And Prentice at home taking on South Shore. And 1 Saturday game for you. Nonoc College football, Saturday high school football, as 8 players Phillips take on Newman Catholic. That gets underway at 1 o'clock Saturday afternoon. You're tuned into the Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. It's now 6:51. We'll be back to start wrapping things up after this.
Where Northern Wisconsin comes for in-depth Wisconsin sports talk. From youth sports to the pros, you are listening to the Sports Cube on WJJQ.
Tired of living with pain and discomfort? Would you like help that's invested in your progress and your personal goals? And if so, Health in Motion Physical Therapy is here for you. Health in Motion ensures you'll receive personalized care from a team of experienced therapists who have remained dedicated to treating the Tomahawk community. And it doesn't have to be expensive. Health in Motion will discuss your insurance benefits with you so you know what to expect before treatment starts. And they offer affordable self-pay rates so you can focus on feeling better, not unexpected bills. Don't wait in pain. Take the first steps toward a pain-free life by calling Health in Motion at 715-453-6650 or visit himwi.com to schedule your appointment. Once again, go to himwi.com and schedule your appointment. Health in Motion wants you to get back to the activities you love quickly so you don't have to be in physical therapy longer than you need to be.
So come on, choose Health in Motion for you.
You wouldn't drive a car without suspension, so why mow without it? Ferris Commercial Mowers set the bar as the first and only manufacturer to integrate suspension into their mowers. With racing-inspired, patent full suspension and integrated cutting decks, you can go faster, cut better, and not get beat up. Whether you're a professional cutter or homeowner, mow like a pro. Ferris is there with commercial-grade mowers to keep you going strong. Visit Ingman Service at 2508 County Road L in Tomahawk to set up a test drive and feel the Ferris difference. Ferris, experience suspension.
Welcome back. Sports Q on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ. Alex Cook here with you. It is 6:54. Let's quickly go over some of the local events coming up over the next few days. We went over the 11-player football and 8-player football schedule for the week. Coming up tomorrow, volleyball continues. Local volleyball Elko and Phelps have an invite at Marion. Phillips will have a triangular with Hayward and Washburn. Antigo and Rhinelander will have a tournament down at the Dells. Crandon will be taking on Northland Pines. Cross country, Antigo, Lakeland, Northland Pines, and Tomahawk are in Rhinelander. Mosinee's in Standing Rock Park, which is in Amherst. And Medford's at Tim's Hill, which is hosted by Prentice. Two girls swimming meets tomorrow. Lakeland's at DC Everest, and Medford takes on Marshfield. On Friday, volleyball continues. Antigo and Rhinelander still in the Dells. Tomahawk on Friday and Saturday will have their invite at UW Widewater. You just heard Keith say that. And Medford, Lakeland, and Mirror will have an invite at the University of Wisconsin-Stout. Mosinee will have an invite at Notre Dame Academy. Northland Pines will also have an invite coming up on Saturday. They head to Wisconsin Rapids Lincoln. And Phillips, Riblake, and Three Lakes will have a volleyball tournament over in Marathon. That's a look at Thursday and Saturday. For Tuesday, for cross country, Antigo, Lakeland, Medford, and Northland Pines, as well as Rhinelander, will be heading to Mosinee. That's hosted by a 9 Mile County Park at 4:30. Volleyball got some more action for you on Tuesday. Mosinee with a volleyball quad with Altoona, Marathon, and Merrill. That begins at 4:30. Northland Pines with a volleyball quad. They take on Florence, Phillips, and Three Lakes. Shawamigan with a triangular with Mellon and Mercer. Riblake with a volleyball quad with Flambeau, Greenwood, and Owen Withy. Phelps takes on Leona Wabino, and Crandon is going to head to Bonduelle. And be sure to check out the results from all of these events coming up on our daily local sports report here on WJJQ. Again, Tomahawk, they have a few games in action as well. Be sure to tune in also this week for Tomahawk football here on WJJQ. The Fairman Orthodontics radio pregame show is at 6:35 and kickoff is at 7 o'clock. John Long will join me in the broadcast booth. Let me just start off by saying thank you very much to all of the coaches for taking time out of their busy schedules to join me on the show for today. We had, again, Dewey Riley, Jason Rick, we had Connor Aarons and Keith Hansey all on. Four coaches on tap for the Sports Cue today on WJJQ, and every single one of them knocked their interviews out of the park, and it was an absolute pleasure to have each and every one of them on the show for today. But for now, let's go ahead and get into our final countdown. So again, taking a look at the Tomahawk events coming up this week. Tomahawk will be joining Anago, Lakeland, Northland Pines as well as they head to Rhinelander. Then Tomahawk Volleyball will have an invite over at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. That is going to start Friday and Saturday. Their first match will be against Monona Grove. That gets underway at 2:30 that afternoon. And again, our next football broadcast is coming up this week as Tomahawk takes on Wittenberg Burnham Wood. Fairman Orthodontics pregame show is at 6:35. Kick is set for 7 o'clock. John Long is going to join me in the broadcast booth for today. Thank you very much once again for tuning in. I had a lot of fun in the Sports Cue for today. We might do the Sports Cue from a different location next week. Stay tuned for more updates on that. And also, I keep having a lot of fun doing this. I'm excited because next week, football season begins. The NFL football season begins. We've got NFL predictions coming up next week. We'll also take a look at the Packers season openers. They head to Brazil to take on the Philadelphia Eagles. We'll also take a look at the Badgers recap of their week one win over Western Michigan. And of course, week three Tomahawk football. They begin Great Northern Conference play against the other new GNC rival. That is Wausau East. That's all coming up next week. We'll preview all of that for you on the Sports Cue here on WJJQ. As the NFL season begins, just a quick reminder as well, the NFL Pro Prediction will begin starting next week. So be sure to get your picks in. Be sure to pick every single game before Thursday night's NFL opener as Kansas City takes on Baltimore again. We've got NFL predictions for you coming up next week here on the Sports Cue on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ, the first of the 2024 NFL season. Thank you very much, everyone, for joining me on the show today. I had a lot of fun. Be sure to tune in next week. We might do the Sports Cue from a different location. I'm feeling dangerous today. In the meantime, I'm going to get out of here. Have a great week, and I'll see you all next week.
Been listening to the Sports Cue on WJJQ. Be sure to join again next Wednesday at 5:30 p.m. for the latest sports news around the state and in our Northwoods community right here on Northwoods 92.5 WJJQ Tomahawk.